Thank you to Joan and Jimmy for the invitation. And sitting is easier because that way I don't make everything squeak when I move. Pigeons. A toddler catching speed, brown ringlets flopping, toppling on squat legs in the grass. He outstretches his arms, a wide, unhinged mouth grin, charges, barrels his full three-year-old body, lungs, fat, wild fingers toward the flock of gray and white pigeons, hurls themselves into their wings the second before they take flight, breaking like a gunshot. Most of my poems are sort of shortish, not as short as Mr. Wentworth's. I love the word monostitch, that's an awesome word. They do have random mentions of death and violence, sometimes blood. See how that goes. At the edge of friendship, rusty gunmetal sedan, corner of Penn and Graham, between the corner dairy and the vegan cafe, a man stands, front license plate, homemade, black block letters, uncentered. Relics. He keeps a line of her lipsticks in the medicine cabinet, top shelf, Revlon, green cases edged in gold, orange flip, crystal coral, peach silk, some worn to the curve of her lips, others still wrapped in plastics, sentinels waiting 5 years so far for her return. August chiffonade. I am ginger, cardamom, kale. I am summers without clouds, the longing for a parasol. I am bees dipping into spring-loaded orchids, legs covered in sweat and pollen, the dog days. A slip of the knife into blood-red flesh, curving to lance the sticky pit. My hands covered in violent juice. Yes, I mean it. This sweet popping, excising the stone from the heart of summer. Is it murder if it's delicious? Grassy molecules of breeze slip through the window screens, jasmine and night sweat, clover and clove, the burnished bright skin of summer making love to us all the time, the closest you will come to being more, nothing more, than a sweet hollow womb. Thank you. One of my earliest memories is working with my mother, who taught me how to do the Japanese art of origami. So that's where the title comes from. The art of paper folding. The world falls in on itself, stacks of dominoes on your uncle's table as he slaps a black and white down, folds out its limbs, a green maple on the side of the highway, black bark, pockmarked with eyes. The world breathes in, a slow-growing stomach, coppery magma rising from the cracks of the earth, folds over with the bone-sharp creases of 1,000 paper cranes. And here's another yoga poem. Tree pose. The soft smattering of life light on the moss, the smoldering through trees of the sun, a set of fingers, raw almond brown, stretching, cleaving through the air, arm tendrils taut as piano wires, legs up in number four formation, thrust up with pointed toes and fingernails towards the sudden sky, the uneven ground, the glint of light burning the year away. Here's that ordering again. The one thing you return to after all others have gone, all else burnt away, silver poured into wax molds, dirt blasted from steel until it is a single white flame. The choice of a key, millions hung from small wooden pegs, brass, silver, lead, gold. Stones and seeds and soil thrown up into the wind, so only the seeds remain. The shape of the key worn away. It will not be new, weathered and smooth just by your hands. Poppies, marigolds, the only road you will ever feel comfortable walking on. The cobblestones worn by your feet and your feet alone. And then this is my last poem. It's called Negative Space. If anyone does any work with visual art, you know the difference between positive and negative space. The positive is the actual object, and then the negative space is everything that is surrounding it. It's highlighting it. So one of the ways to highlight an object is actually to emphasize what is not there around it. Negative space. I am supposed to see a bee entering the three unexpected flowers, the low slung sun in the west, the branches of the pines crisped with yellow dryness, the corner of sky you saw only from your sick bed, the texture of it on walls and hands, these things where you are now. And maybe there's something else. The suddenly longer light of March days, the itch of the palm to feel earth under hand, grasp its wetness, soft, this new ability to smell earth, sky, grass, clouds, and not just the cold, so much, too much, so overwhelming, you'd rather not breathe than smell more of this life. This is all that you see. All this that you see. I would rather have these things than have you still here and not able to see them. Thank you.